Jaden James is on the phone with us. She's an Avian Award-winning porn star, exotic dancer, and model who has appeared in over 200 adult films. And Measure B, we've been talking about it yesterday. We were saying vote no on it. That's my personal opinion. Heidi says vote no as well. So I thought, hey, I know Jaden. She's over there. She got her show Sex Squad on the ToadHopNetwork.com. And I thought, I'm going to call her up and see what she thinks. Hello, Jaden.
Hey, Jaden James.
How you doing, sweetie?
I'm fabulous. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Are you normally up this early in the morning?
Actually, yes, I am.
Okay. So this isn't new for
you. Early bird gets the worm.
Yeah.
Early bird gets more than that.
I figured.
Hopefully.
So how did you feel before going to election? What side were you falling on with the whole Measure B thing about condoms?
I was definitely no on B.
And now that I think it's gone through, right? It's a yes on B. So how's it going to affect you as a porn star, one of the most popular porn stars in the world right now? How's it going to affect you and your business?
Well, I mean, for those people that don't know, I mean, Measure B is enforcing all porn performers to use not only condoms but dental dams and latex gloves and
latex
goggles.
Gloves.
Oh my!
Goggles.
Like, it's not just condoms. It's everything. They don't
porn stars now look like coroners.
I mean, like swimming goggles and a swimming cap, because that might be kind of hot.
Yeah,
are we talking like lab goggles?
Like, porn is now going to be hell. Like every scene is going to be in a science lab, and we're all going to be in hazmat suits and getting it on like that.
Would you like to stick in my Bunsen burner? What? I don't know. Trying to work in some sort of lab lingo.
Patient zero, part 69. We got to come up with some names for all these new hazmat porns.
So earlier in the show, Jaden James, we were talking about how they're going to just, what's going to happen is it's going to take jobs out of Los Angeles because you guys and your industry is just going to go somewhere else where, you know, the condom thing isn't an issue. Is that what you think is going to happen?
You know, I know of quite a few production companies that have already moved out of Los Angeles because they were prepared for this. And I think Vegas is where most of them are going.
And we heard Miami, you know, too. A lot of people.
It's just a matter of time before Vegas catches up and wants to do the same thing. So hopefully.
No, but, I think this was a huge mistake and a disaster. I mean, you don't push out a $1 billion industry out of your neighborhood that's been here for so long. And
it employs thousands of people, you know, from cameramen and lighting crew and craft services, and, you know,
there's 10,000.
So many jobs.
Our producer Eric says there's like 10,000 people employed, and they're not all in front of the camera. It's there's 10,000 people who are affected by this.
Exactly.
By the way, Jaden James, I have a question for you because I've always wanted to know. At a porn set, are there people who are fully comfortable going to the craft services table naked?
Absolutely.
Like just grazing on the peanut M&Ms while they're what else we got here with their dong hanging.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
I mean, we do have common courtesy.
Sure.
We're not complete idiots, but yeah, you know, I mean, usually people are in their robes or whatnot, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you're just in the middle of shooting something, but you got to step back for a minute, and, you know, you just want to get a bowl of Chex Mix, so.
Bowl of Chex Mix. I figured it'd be like more like trail mix. So you got to keep that energy up. I mean, it's a long day sometimes.
No, you would be surprised at the junk that they have on set. Oh, my goodness. Like, I'm naked. I need fresh fruit, not M&M's.
Now, Jaden James, were you the one that told Frank? Because I was like, I'm bloated all the time. And you said, God, I was talking to a porn star. And
it was Jaden.
Okay, so it was Jaden. Because I drink a lot. I don't drink soda, but I drink a lot of sparkling water. And I'm like, I'm bloated all the time. And Frank's like, well, I know somebody who gets naked a lot and says that sparkling water or whatever is horrible if you're planning to get naked. True?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anything with carbonation, definitely. I can't have any of that, especially if you're doing some backdoor scenes. That's absolutely...
Oh, that's funny.
Oh.
Bubbles are not okay.
Lava lamp part 69.
Thank God I got these goggles on, huh, Bob? You betcha.
Yeah, maybe those guys put in for the goggles to be added to the Measure B. Who knows?
Get too many styes and pink eye.
I mean, a lot of people can move out because they may be worried about the law and the fine that would come down with it. But it's like,
right.
Are there inspectors anyway? Like some kind of like, because you guys have the most stringent health test because you have to have sex with each other all the time. Is there somebody who is the hall monitor, so to speak, and every now and then you just have the inspector show up?
Inspect her gadget.
Well, actually, you know, film crews are required, well, we're supposed to get film permits, which means, you know, we could have...
Oh, film permits. So you do have guys who walk around and try and check for paperwork.
Yes, but that's, I mean, most people don't get their film permits because we're usually on set for just a couple of hours and we're in and out so quick that...
You're funny. Don't want to see what you did there?
We don't want to be harassed. We don't want to deal with any of that because it's a nightmare.
So really, you could go in and do a porn shoot for a couple hours and the condom police probably won't know where you are and even show up to check.
Exactly. But the problem with that is these girls these days and their social networking, they want to tweet from set and their location thingy is on. And so the cops are like, oh, hey, they're at this house in Malibu. Let's show up.
Ah.
That's the problem is these girls can't put down their cell phones for a couple hours.
See, yeah. Here's what I'm thinking, Jaden James, is that if you're on a private piece of private property in Malibu, that cops shouldn't even be allowed to come on that property. However, the guy called earlier in the show about there are warehouses in Chatsworth that it's like a business. It's a public, you know, it's a business where cops could show up.
Yeah, we have studios. We have a lot of studios in the Valley that they could show up at. You know, they are film studios. They're not necessarily marketed as adult film studios.
Is everything covered in plastic? Like, it looks like an old lady's house.
Old lady's living room.
It's like grandma's house, and it's just like everything's covered in plastic, and there's a fire hose on the wall.
We got it. We got to clean up until the next shoot. Here we go.
We've been shooting all day.
It looks like Dexter's kill room.
So, Jaden, what is your Twitter if people want to follow you on Twitter?
My Twitter is Jaden James.
It's J-A-Y-D-E-N James and JadenJames.com. Definitely go check out her website and check out her phenomenal podcast that she does on ToadHopNetwork.com, Sex Squad with Jaden Cole. It's the Jadens, and they... It's a great show. Definitely.
I have a quick question. I know we have to take a break, but I have a quick question because when you see a woman or a guy for that matter win an AVN award, did you plan your speech or do you just go, oh, if I win, I'll just get up and say something? Or were you like, I'm going to write some stuff down and put it on a little piece of paper?
I actually was never present to accept my awards. I don't go to the award show because I feel like judging people for the way they have sex is absolutely ridiculous.
Ah.
I do know people that do plan their speeches, you know, and I always figured, you know, you thank mom and dad for giving birth to you, and I don't know.
That's why I said it's like an odd speech to give.
Thank you, Jesus, for this fabulous body that I abuse every day.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jaden.
Thanks, Jaden.
So much
James.
For calling in. Yeah, you'll have to come down and hang out with us sometime, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for being our professional correspondent on this.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.